It's time for your daily dose of empowerment and encouragement from the Lord. The Daily Devotional with your host, Arif Bradley, starts now.
Genesis 3:1 says, "Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord had made. He said to the woman, 'Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?'" Anyone with any knowledge whatsoever of the Bible is familiar with the story of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. God placed them in the garden with an abundant supply of whatever they'd ever have need of. God told them, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat from it, you will certainly die." I'll pause parenthetically to mention sometimes, especially when millennials read the Word of God, we often see things like this and we ask, why did God say that? Why is God saying not to eat of this tree of knowledge of good and evil? The very simple answer that we've got to learn to apply in our lives is simply because God said so. So the story goes on. God says, "It's not good for man to be alone." And out of the rib of Adam, God formed Eve, his wife. All that happened in Genesis chapter 2. Right after God has done all of what he did for man in the Garden of Eden, here comes that serpent. And I'd like to propose this morning that before Adam and Eve could sin in the Garden of Eden, they first had to be distracted by the serpent. It's sometimes so amazing, after all God has blessed us with and all God had blessed Adam and Eve with in placing them in the garden, in the midst of everything they need and in the very presence of God, they can be so distracted amid the beauty of all God's creation by the thing crawling on its belly on the ground. Before they could commit the first sin, they had to first be distracted. So now that they've been distracted, the serpent says, "Did God really say?" My God, today, that's what a lot of Christians are saying today when there comes something in the Word of God that we don't agree with. Did God really say? And sometimes when you're holding on to the Word of God with everything that you have and truly just standing on the promises of his Word, that serpent will come to make you question everything you've read and everything that you've heard about God. He comes to choke even the very seed of the Word of God in your life. So he said to them, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" Beloved, if the enemy can get you to doubt God's word, it's the first step in making yourself to be an idol. He told them in verse 4, "You will not certainly die, for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." And this is what is happening in the world today, people of God. I'm not talking about sinners, but the saints of God are doubting God's word. But if God said it, glory to God, you've got to believe what he said is true. And you can't just halfway believe it, taking what you will and leaving what you won't. But we've got to accept the whole of God's word. For when we start to pick and choose, sooner than later, we will find ourselves questioning entirely everything we know to be true. Recently, I was in a little debate with someone in regards to how the meaning of words changes over time. While this is something I agree with, that the meaning of words do change over time, I am always on the defense that words do not or should not change. I take the defense because I am concerned that as the world evolves and the meaning of words changes, that the meaning of the wrong words will change, number one. And number two, people will not have the discipline not to change the words in God's word as the meaning of our words changes. So for this reason, I hold that the meanings of words does indeed change whether I like it or not. but for the same reason stated, perhaps they shouldn't. God's word does not change. It is forever settled. It wasn't God and then his word, as some in the days of the early church suggested. It was God and his word before the beginning began, and it will be God and his word in the end. Glory to God. The question is, will we follow his word without fail? There are so many doctrines floating around today that are false doctrines. We've got to be extraordinarily careful that the prince of this world doesn't say to us, did God really say? Don't be distracted. Don't be taken off course. Resolve and purpose in your heart and your will that you will stick with God and stick with his word. Glory to God. For his word is the power of God unto salvation. Glory to God. Let's pray together. Dear God, there are all types of false doctrines running rampant in our world today. Help us not to be led astray by those that will ask us, did God really say? Give us the holy boldness to stay with the word and to stay with the God of the word, to hide it in our hearts, that in the days of evil, we will stand on your word against all else. In Jesus' name, so be it. Amen and amen. Glory to God. I pray this morning's devotional has been encouraging to you. Remember, it's up to you to make it a great day. I look forward to seeing and talking to you again on tomorrow morning. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Daily Devotional with Arif Bradley. Prayerfully, you've been encouraged by something that was said. Please be sure to encourage your family and friends to subscribe for a daily dose of empowerment every day. If you've been encouraged by something you've heard, you're invited to go to arifgbradley.com to sow that the ministry may continue. Be sure to follow on all platforms, including Facebook at Arif Bradley, Instagram at Arif G. Bradley, on Twitter at Arif G. Bradley, and on YouTube at Arif G. Bradley. Bradley.